check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the NASCUS Summit here in beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. And in the studio lounge, we have Mr. Mark Cox from, you are from International Innovative Business Solutions.
Right.
How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Better now that you're here. We get to talk about what you talked about on stage just a few minutes ago. And the topic at hand was hot topics in commercial and member business lending. So give us a quick overview and we'll dive into a couple of details.
Well, I think the biggest thing that that we addressed in that session was if you're not making commercial loans, number one, you need to start. It helps you diversify your membership, helps you grow your membership, diversify portfolio risk in the loan portfolio, but also generate a new revenue stream for the credit unions.
Oh, indeed.
And there is a safe way to do that.
Okay.
We drive a very regulatory compliant program through IBS for our credit unions that make commercial loans. We do all of the back office work with underwriting, analyzing, creating a credit memo, and making recommendations for approval. So everything that we do is related to a normal and customary commercial lending policy that is regulatory compliant, which was the second part of the presentation.
Gotcha.
This is how you do that.
Okay.
But the biggest thing was really just encouraging everyone to continue making loans in the environment that we're in. Of course, liquidity is a big issue.
Right, right.
But even if you're having liquidity issues, maybe now's the time to start looking at making commercial loans as a part of your strategic plan.
Okay.
To where as liquidity comes back, you're going to have some place to put
that.
You know, interest rates and yields are higher on commercial loans than they are on the consumer portfolio. And typically commercial loans are safer. We've underwritten over $2.5 billion in loans since 2014. Past dues are typically 0 to 0.25%, and there has never been a charge off on a commercial loan that we've underwritten that our credit unions.
Oh, congratulations on that!
So I would ask the credit unions if their consumer portfolios can make those same statements.
Yeah, good point.
You know, the fear of risk, I think, is something that keeps them out of the arena. But that's what QSOs are for.
Right.
And I think we drive the quality very, very hard to make sure that the credit unions aren't faced with problem situations or potential losses.
What is the status? I don't know if you went over this in your presentation, but what's the status with commercial lending today? Because there's...
It's strong.
Is it strong? Okay.
I'm really surprised that, number one, coming out of the pandemic, or during the pandemic, our credit unions actually had the two best years they've ever had.
Really?
In commercial lending.
Oh my gosh.
Never dropped
off.
They're
bucking the trend.
And as we've continued, what has slowed it down is the liquidity issue.
Right, right. Okay.
Where we were underwriting 45 to 50 loans a month, we're now underwriting 5 or 6, maybe 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just that the credit unions are keeping that capital closer to the vest, which I completely understand.
Yeah.
My encouragement is if you're making commercial loans, don't just completely stop, modify your appetite a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe don't take as much risk when you're looking at the kind of loans that you're making, but continue to stay in the market. When word gets out that you've cut off making commercial loans, it is very difficult to crank that buck up when you do have the liquidity and the ability to make those loans.
Well, because they're going to go somewhere else, right? When they hear that word, for sure.
Well, the good news is that even the banks have curtailed a lot
That's
of lending.
True.
So,
yeah.
But the loan opportunities are there. We've not seen a decline in demand. What we've seen is a decline in the ability of the credit unions to fund those loans.
Okay.
So that's the
because of the liquidity issues, right? So
investors have liquidity.
Okay.
It's just that it's not in the credit unions.
Okay.
And during the rapid rate increases where we had underwritten a loan, say, at 5%, we would go out and try to sell participations in a large loan at 5% when the Fed had raised rates twice in between the time we underwrote it to the time we went to the market for the participation. And the pushback from the credit unions was, no, we need a higher rate. Well, we would go back to the investor and say, we got to have a higher rate, which means in order to maintain the cash flow and debt coverage, we need a lower loan amount. And every borrower said, that's fine, I've got plenty of liquidity and I can put more into the project.
Goodness.
We never lost a deal because the borrower didn't have liquidity.
Right, right.
It was the credit unions coming back and saying, well, number one, I need a higher rate. And then 4 months later, it was, well, instead of buying that $4 million participation, I'm only going to buy $500,000.
Okay.
So it's a daily changing dynamic
in the
commercial lending world.
Yeah.
But it's what keeps it interesting and what keeps me engaged.
Yeah, no, yeah, every day's an adventure for sure, especially in today's environment. So what were maybe one or two takeaways that you wanted the audience to take back to their respective credit unions on
Monday? I think number one, the idea that commercial lending is too risky is it's not.
That's a myth.
And I think number two, to the extent that you're able to diversify your risk in your loan portfolio by adding commercial loans, and to the extent that you're able to increase a new revenue stream that you did not have before, which is generating higher yields than your consumer loan portfolio yields, it's a win-win. If you're using a QSO, you got to find the right one that fits the philosophical makeup of the credit union that meets the strategic objective. But there are a lot of us out there.
Yeah. Indeed, indeed. Oh gosh, changing times indeed.
Yep.
Any final thoughts to wrap up here on this topic that you say is always ever changing?
It'll be different tomorrow.
So give Mark a call on the latest update.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right, Mark, well, I'm going to let you get going. I know your time is of the essence for you, but we appreciate the few minutes you hung out with us.
And great to be in Nashville again, and appreciate you having me.
Indeed.
Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Check out the latest On With Origins podcast with Zest AI's Mike DeVere discussing the prevalence of artificial intelligence.